Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily, episode 1996, and I'm Dr. Neil Malik. Hey there, happy Friday, and welcome to another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily. This is where I answer your health questions related to fitness, diet and nutrition, and lots more. You send me the questions, and I answer them for you. Now, if you're new to the show or have never listened to a Q&A episode before, I'm going to sum up my entire philosophy for this show right now. And the quote actually comes from someone outside of the health field. Ray Dalio. Now, Ray Dalio is not someone I know personally, but instead, he's a well-known stock investor. He owns his own investment company, has made billions of dollars. But I love what he said in one of his books. Quote, listening to uninformed people is worse than having no answers at all. And so I hope that when you listen to this podcast throughout the week, and of course, with these Q&A episodes, I hope that you feel like you're finding out the truth. There are so many myths about health out there, and I hope that when you come to this podcast and you listen, that you feel confident that you're getting the latest information. And I don't always just share my opinion on this podcast. I like to give you actual data. I like to quote from studies, for example. Now, you may wonder what qualifies me to do so. Isn't Dr. Neil just kind of a nickname that you use? No, I actually do have my Doctor of Public Health degree. My emphases were chronic disease prevention and nutrition. I also have my Master of Public Health degree with an emphasis in health education and health promotion. I'm also a registered dietitian nutritionist, a certified health education specialist, and a certified exercise physiologist through the American College of Sports Medicine. So I say all this not as a humble brag, but rather hopefully convince you that what I share with you comes from a place of honesty and integrity. And so enough about me. Let's get to today's question as we optimize your life.
Hello, Dr. Neil. My name is Jenna. And real quick, I just wanted to thank you for all of the time that you take each week to research and locate articles to help educate all of us. I love your podcast. So my question is actually whether or not drinking cow's milk, as a woman especially, could be detrimental to my health. I have seen several sources state that cow's milk could actually be harmful to women's health by increasing our risk of developing cardiovascular disease or cancer even. And at the same time, I've also heard that milk is beneficial to women's health as it is packed with calcium, vitamin D, and other important nutrients. So I was just wondering what the latest research is saying regarding that, as I do drink about a half a cup of cow's milk in my coffee almost daily, and I do drink a skim milk that is lactose-free. So thank you so much for answering my question. Have a great day. Bye.
Hi, Jenna. Thank you for your question, and thank you so much for your kind words and for being a regular listener. Now, if you identify as male and are listening to this episode, I promise that I will talk about whether cow's milk is helpful or potentially harmful to all, regardless of gender. But first, I have to share a story with you. Anytime the topic of cow's milk and its potential health effects comes up, my mind immediately flashes back to a moment in grad school. One of my professors was completely against anyone drinking milk that came from an animal. In one of my classes, he mentioned human beings are the only species that he knows of that continue to consume milk after infancy. So, after the age of one, he questioned why we need to consume milk at all. At the time, I was nodding my head in class thinking, yeah, he's so right. That is interesting. But as I progressed beyond graduate school, I began to think more critically about this statement. For example, There are certain cultures around the world that view animal milk as a gift from the heavens. This is likely because it was a valuable food source for hundreds, if not thousands, of years and may have been crucial for their survival. But now that we live in more modern times, what's the real story behind cow's milk and its relationship with our health? Let's dive in. First, we need to think about what cow's milk is made up of. It's composed of quite a bit of water, actually, different types of sugars, mostly in the form of lactose, some protein, some fat, and vitamins and minerals. So when we think about it, it's pretty nutrient dense. It's got a little bit of everything: water, carbs in the form of sugar, proteins, fat, and vitamins and minerals like calcium. How could this be bad, right? Well, first, some are intolerant of the sugar, the lactose, found in cow's milk. Others may have an allergy to the proteins found in cow's milk, so these folks should stay away. But I'm not going to go into detail here about those particular situations. Instead, let's assume you are able to consume cow's milk with no immediate health effects. Is it beneficial to do so? When we look at the data, it turns out that consuming cow's milk regularly may not increase your risk for most diseases. Now, I need to point out that cow's milk can come in many different forms, from the stuff you add to your morning bowl of cereal or cup of coffee, to yogurt and probiotic drinks. I'm going to strictly try and talk about cow's milk in its most common form, basically what you pour from a carton into your cereal bowl or coffee mug. So, when it comes to ovarian cancer risk, scientists closely examined 22 separate studies to see if a relationship between milk and the risk for developing ovarian cancer exists. They found consuming milk and dairy did not increase ovarian cancer risk. However, they found that consuming high-fat dairy products like butter instead increased cancer risk. This link between a high saturated fat diet and risk for cancer has been found in other studies as well, so it's not too surprising. There have also been a number of studies looking at whether milk and dairy consumption increase a person's risk for developing colon cancer. The good news here is that milk consumption was not associated with an increased risk of colon cancer in both men and women. The same goes for type 2 diabetes. In fact, low-fat dairy was associated with a decreased risk for developing type 2 diabetes. Yet another study examined the links between milk and dairy and cardiovascular disease, like heart attack and stroke. The researchers concluded that milk and dairy may protect against cardiovascular disease. Another study looked at whether milk consumption shortened our lifespans. The researchers concluded that consuming milk does not shorten lifespan. So now you may be wondering, it seems pretty clear that milk doesn't seem to be a problem, so why the controversy? The controversy still exists because when foods and their respective nutrients are studied, researchers have different ways of looking at them. Said another way, researchers use different study designs or different research methodologies to look at these links. For example, if a researcher today wanted to study this very same topic and asks, does consuming milk increase a person's risk for developing disease? She or he would have a lot of options. They could set up their study this way, for example. They could ask a bunch of folks that are in their later stages of life whether they have any diseases, and then ask them to remember how much milk they consumed when they were younger. They would then perform their analyses and see if milk led to their disease. Or they could recruit some younger folks and follow them into their twilight years, all the while monitoring how much milk they consume. Then, 50 years down the line or so, they could look at which of them end up with the disease and see if milk may have led to that disease. Or they could randomly assign people to different groups where one group is asked to consume milk and the other group isn't allowed any, and then they see what happens to their health. And the list goes on and on. Each study design has its own strengths and weaknesses. So the trouble is, how do we make sense of all of this when there are so many different ways this topic could be studied? The Harvard School of Public Health sums it up very well, and I quote, "When it comes to the health impact of dairy, the existing science is about as clear as a glass of milk." So what should we do? A nutrition research scientist at the aforementioned Harvard School of Public Health was quoted as saying the following, "Dairy isn't necessary in the diet for optimal health, but for many people, it's the easiest way to get the calcium, vitamin D, and protein they need to keep their heart, muscles, and bones healthy and functioning properly." So, here's the recommendation. Consuming 1 to 2 servings of dairy each day is likely going to be beneficial for you. One serving would be like 1 cup of milk. 1 cup is about the size of your fist. So Jenna, in your case, if you're adding 1/2 cup to your coffee, that would be 1/2 a serving. 6 ounces of yogurt would also count as one serving. Now, when we think about servings of cheese, it gets a bit more complicated since cheese comes in so many different forms. One stick of string cheese, which is about an ounce, would be considered one serving. If we're talking about shredded cheese, about a third of a cup would be one serving. And I should mention that researchers at the Harvard School of Public Health still believe that low-fat dairy is a better option than high-fat or full-fat options like whole milk. And so in summary, cow's milk is likely safe to be consumed. Aim for 1 to 2 servings a day. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Thank you again for your question, Jenna. And if you want to submit a question, you can email one to health@oldpodcast.com. But you can also call in your question. That's if you want to hear your voice on the show. The number is 61-I-LOVE-OHD. Or you can submit your audio question at oldpodcast.com/ask. You can record right from your computer's microphone. It's really easy, and you can even play back your message and do retakes before sending it in. Thank you for listening every day. Thank you for listening all the way through. Thank you for sharing the show with someone. I hope you have a wonderful weekend, and I'll see you back here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.